Chaitanya Bhagavat, Anti Leela, Chapter 3, Text 66, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was replying to the preaching on bhakti and to Sarvam Bhattacharya's preaching that Lord Chaitanya, why is he Mayavadi Sannyasi and you're too young and unqualified to take sannyas and why have you done it? You're not really ready to take sannyas. And you should always chant the name of Narayan with love and devotion. And even cited some entries from Shankaracharya that even Shankaracharya talks about, who he was mistakenly thinking. Sarvam Bhattacharya was mistakenly thinking that he was an Advaitin. Lord Chaitanya was an Advaitin and follower of Shankaracharya's teachings. So then he said, "Do you know your Shankaracharya talks about Ishvara, Jagadishvara, and so, you know, why don't you just get serious and do bhakti?" So Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, "Prabhupada Ishuna Sarva Bhama Mahashai, Sanyasi Amari Nahi Janiha Nishchai." Gaura said, "Oh, Sarva Bhama, please listen. Do not consider me a sannyasi." Nahambi Pro Natra Napatir Napi Vaishin Sudra. Krishnera Virahamuni Vikshipta Haya Bahira Huilan Hailan Shika Sutra Mudaya. I left home and shaved my head because I was disturbed by feelings of separation from Krishna, not with a desire to merge in Brahman. Because he's thinking he's a Mayavadi, you know. Namo Narayan, I want to merge in Brahman. Krishna Viraha Vikshipta. Vishipta. I was disturbed by feelings of separation from Krishna. Sanyasi kariya gyan charamora prati kripa kara jena mora Krishna haya mati Sarvabhauma. Forget that I am a sannyasi and bestow your mercy on me so that my mind becomes fixed on Krishna. Kripa karo. Krishna Hayamati. Of course, this very phrase is how Gauranga Mahaprabhu was benedicting and blessing people shortly after this when he would tour South India. He would meet people and they'd say, well, of course, just by seeing him or hearing Mahaprabhu chant the holy name, they would attain prema, Krishna prema, what to speak if they were that rare soul that was embraced by him, like the Murka Brahman in South India, Rangeshwara Temple. Rangaji Temple, who was reading Gita and got him prema linkata from Lord Gauranga. But occasionally, or many times, when he would give blessings verbally, alokadan, hardadan, and vachikadan, these are the three ways by which one can attain bhav, and then which becomes prema. One is by a glance at the Lord, one is by the vachikadan, the words of the Lord. One is by Harda, means Surit, means the heartfelt blessings of the Lord. He can just think it, that we're good guys and we should get prema, and we'll get it. So that's what bhakti is all about, attracting the heart of the Lord, attracting the mind of the Lord. Can he somehow think of me? Can he somehow feel for me or remember me? And if his heart and mind become even slightly attracted to the Sadaka Jeev, then by that Sohartha Dhan he can attain Bhava directly from God, or even the elevated, realized, pure devotees in the same three ways. So he would tell them at that time, Krishne Matir Astu. Astu means let it be, may it happen. Oh, please give me blessings, yes. And generally, as Prabhupada mentioned there in the purport, the sannyasis of Gaudiya Vaishnava sannyasis, Iskan, Gaudiya Math, etc., when they give blessings to someone, they say, Krishna Matirastu. Mati means may your intelligence, conception, mind be filled with Krishna, turn to Krishna, become absorbed in Krishna. So he's asking, and Lord Chaitanya is asking in a reverse way, although he's totally Krishnamayi. How is Gauranga Krishnamayi? Means saturated with Krishna, just completely saturated, all his words are absorbed in Krishna, mind, heart, because he's Radharani. He's in Radha Bhav. from before he took sannyas, he was entering Radhabhav. Now he's deeply going into it, which Sarvabhauma doesn't know at this juncture. Doesn't even know who he is. So he said, "Oh, please bless me. You're a great Acharya. You have 60,000 disciples. You're the Rajguru of Puri, Gajapati Maharaj's guru, Rajguru, and I'm just a little boy, 24-year-old sannyasi from Bengal. I don't know so much. Please bless me that my mind stays unfixed on Krishna." And he's already experiencing sattvic bhavs. And, you know. Krishne Hayamati. And Gaurasundar said, Siddhanta Saraswati's Tika, "Hey Sarvabhauma, don't think that because I wear the dress of a sannyasi that I am a Mayavadi sannyasi. Because Mayavadis, not Vaishnavas, Vaishnavas maintain their Brahman thread and Shikas, but Mayavadis don't. Nor do Buddhists, you know, renounced Buddhists don't inherit all. And neither does a Mayavadi sannyasi. So, because earlier in this discussion he was saying, why have you given up your Shika? You're a Mishra, your name, what is your name? Vishwambara Mishra. You're a Brahman, a Vaishnava Brahman. Your father's a Vaishnava Brahman. And now you're taking this Mayavadi. Why have you given up the symbols of Vaishnavism? Your Brahman thread. You're a born Brahman. And Dvija. And your Shika. So he says, listen, you think that I gave up. And he was like a little bit rebuked by the, like his grandfather. Sarvabhauma was like his grandfather. At this time, Gauranga is about 24, obviously. He just took sannyas a month or two before. And now Sarvabhauma is about 75. It's like great-grandfather, practically. I say grandfather. So he said, listen, you don't understand. I have given up the Shika and Brahman thread, which are assets of a Brahmana, because I was suffering out of separation from Krishna. Please do not consider me a Mayavadi sannyasi. Always bestow your mercy on me so that my propensity to serve Krishna progressively increases and so that I may attain love of Krishna. So this was the reply that Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave after patiently listening to the teachings of Sarvabhauma, trying to enlighten him about bhakti as a higher path than jnana and Brahma Sayuja, Advaita and Advaya Gyan, Mayavadi viewpoint. He said, yes, it's a very good thing, but I think you don't understand. This is just the beginning of Lord Chaitanya unveiling his identity. So this is a little confusing. You come dressed as a gentleman, and then you say, oh, you appear to be a gentleman. No, actually, I've killed 50 people. You misread the cover. So he said, oh, you look to me, as far as I know, you have all the trappings and insignias of a Mayavadi sannyasi. He said, no, listen, guess what? Don't judge a book by its cover. Prabhu hai nija dase mohe hena mate e maya dase prabhu janibe ke mate. Vrindavanas Thakur says, when the Supreme Lord bewilders his own servants in this way, how will his servants understand him? So this is the Lord's Maya. Krishna's Mayadish. He's Mayadish, the controller of Maya, and Gaurasundara is also Mayadish. He deceptively took instructions from Sarvabhauma, who was under the control of Maya. Not Yogamaya at this point. Jadi tino nahi jana yena apanare tabe kara shakti yachi janite tahare tanhare. Who has the power to know the Lord if he does not reveal himself? So now, of course, using the context of this lila, an exchange between the Lord and his devotee, Brihaspati Maharaj, the guru of the Indra and other demigods and devotees, Suras, the Vaishnavas, heavenly beings. He appeared in Gaur-lila as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And now stepping back from that lila, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Vedavyas, wants to teach some tattva, some Bhagavat tattva. Because this pastime, the Lord is engaging in a lila, but it's also teaching tattva. It's all, lila stands on the foundation of tattva, siddhanta, truth, philosophical underpinning. So now, if someone can't see it already on their own, that this is an interplay between a devotee, this is the Lord's lila to liberate his followers. His Srishti lila, his Prachar lila, his Audarya lila. And he wants to make the point that if God bewilders you, forget it. Who can know the Lord if he doesn't give the knowledge? Krishna says the same point in Bhagavad Gita. Bhakti mam abhijanati yavanyashchasmi tatvatah. Only by devotion, bhakti mam, my bhaktas, bhakti mam abhijanati, can they know me, the tattva. Na janiya sevake jateka katakai. Tahateo ishvara mahapritahai. The Lord is greatly pleased. Now he's speaking of the Lord. So, of course, Gaura Sundar is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Anya. He is Bahirata Antar, Antar Krishna Bahirata. He is Radha and Krishna. So when he's speaking about the Lord, he's speaking about Lord Narayan, he's speaking about Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, and Lord Gauranga. All three, even in Dwapara Yuga and Krishna Leela and Ram Leela and Treta, they all have this quality of bewildering their servants. Now will their servants understand him? Because obviously the Adivasi in Treta Yuga 2 million years ago, there was an Adivasi named in Ram Leela 2 million years ago or so, when Ram was wandering in his Vanvas Dandakaranya Leela Vasita. Lakshman, then he came upon a Adivasi, a lady, a Mali or a gardener lady in the jungle, was picking fruits. And she didn't know who Lord Ramachandra was, but she didn't know he was God or the Supreme Lord. She thought that he's visiting this forest that I tend to, passing through this fruit grove or whatever, wild fruit trees. And so she saw the Lord, she felt so much attracted by his beauty and sweetness and charm that she wanted to offer some fruits to him. But she's very simple. She's an Adivasi, Aborigine type. Didn't know who he was, and she, because that's the rule they do in their village. So she just thought, well, he's like, you know, this is what we do. Atmanam manyate jagat. You see the world in terms of your own viewpoint, understanding. So in their village, she would do like this with her children or even with her husband. She would say, hey, this is good. Pati, try this. You know, it's like a different standard code of behavior and cleanliness. More on prem bhav, not on the rule. Hey, you're ashud, you're uchishta and ashud and all these things. They don't really think about it. That's the Adivasis. So then she said, oh, my Lord, and whatever, you know, Prabhu, please stop, you know. There's a very nice, very tasty fruit. I don't know if you know this fruit. You're new passing through here with your wife, your queen, and your, you know, brother. But these are very good fruits. We local people, we like these very much. Like we have in Vrindavan, we have bear fruit. And it's like, it's an acquired taste. It's actually, when it's ripe, it's very nice. Otherwise, it's gotten, it's really sour or whatever. So these are very tasty fruits, but they're kind of like a jungle fruit, although they're cultivated to some extent in a small way in the villages of Braj. So in the same way, this was also what this Shabari lady, young lady, she was picking these fruits. It's kind of a wild fruit that city people from Ayodhya wouldn't know too much about. As people in the city in Delhi and Bombay, they don't eat bear fruits. They eat anar and oranges and mangoes and all these things. Cultivated domestic fruits. Well, this is the wild thing. So the same thing, exactly the same fruit we have in Braj, which grows around the Vrindavan Brikama Mark. Many groves are there. And it starts off green. When it gets ripe, it's the color of a date. It's kind of brown color. And it's really quite sweet if you get it right. So she said, oh, please take, and she wanted to offer some fruits. But it's a little tricky because sometimes they look like they're ripe and they're not, because I've had them. You say, well, this one's, you know, the green ones aren't going to be ripe. And sometimes even the green ones can be ripe and like sweet. It's different varieties. But when they're gone brown, it's a little bit almost gone too far. But they're like dates. They're very sweet then. But they're somewhere in between brown and and kacha green, which is quite sweet. I've had those. So she wanted to offer the best ones to this guest, this king visiting her village, this wandering king with his wife. So she would bite one and say, oh, that's not good. Then she bit one and it was very tasty. And she took it. This is good. What is your name? Ram? Okay, you try this. And he was just looking at her and taking the fruits from her hand and eating these ashud fruits from the mouth of an aborigine, which is like, you know, shudra or less than shudra. It's less than shudra because they're outside. It's called antyaja. Antyaja means they're born outside of the Vedic Dharma. They're not in the four varnas. So this is a kshatriya king, Bhagavan god, taking the remnants from the mouth of an adivasi, aboriginal woman. So what's the question of cleanliness or shud or ashud or achishta or contamination or losing your caste? Oh, the Hindus sprinkle, Muslims were sprinkling water on Hindus 500 years ago and they lose their caste. This is a big time loss of caste. If you eat someone's saliva from the mouth of a chandala or whatever. But this is, so who can understand the Lord? This is very difficult. And then the Lord was so pleased that he gave her liberation. So who has the power to know the Lord if he does not reveal himself? Najani, oh, this is the translation. The Lord is greatly pleased with whatever his servant speaks, even if that servant lacks proper knowledge. He's also greatly pleased whatever his servant offers him with love and devotion. So she was simple, Sarala, the Shabri lady in the Dandakaranya. She was very simple, pure-hearted, innocent, fully loving mood, and spontaneous, rag, attachment. She saw him and she's always so handsome. I have to give him my heart or me or something. But his wife is there or whatever. The best thing I have to offer beside myself, which, you know, I'm not too pretty compared to his wife, Sita. So, but we're on a jungle woman, and in the jungle we have these beautiful fruits maybe he doesn't know about. So this is one of the best things in our province, in our district here. We're famous. Some districts are famous for gajak. Some districts are famous for mangoes. Alfonso mangoes, Gujarat, this, that, different sections. So this section of the forest is famous for bear fruit. So she was a little proud of that also. So she's just pure mind and heart, she just offered. So this is what Krishna eats and relishes. Whether that pure mind and heart is offered from a hand of a shudra or an adivasi or an American or a white man, black man, yellow man, any kind of man, if the origin or the foundation of that hand is a pure heart full of love and devotion, then Krishna relishes what he offers. And what to speak if even a person speaks something he's not very intelligent or realized, but the Lord is very happy. Seva kata, he says, najaniya seva kata. Whether the seva kata means the devotee, the Ram Bhakta, the Krishna Gaura Bhakta, he's speaking Gaura kata, Ram kata, Krishna kata. And he doesn't know much, najaniya. He doesn't have Sanskrit, doesn't know Naya, doesn't know Sanskrit grammar, etc. But he's trying to serve the Lord. And how does Ishvara Bhagavan, Parameshwara Krishna, how does he respond? Mahaprita. Means he fills with priti. It fills him with priti. Those words that are spoken by that sincere sevaka who's trying to preach, his mahapriti is translated as pleased. Means he feels very much a mood of love and affection, attraction to that devotee. Sarvakala Britya Sange Prabhu Krida Kare Sevakara Nimitta Apane Avatare. The Lord always enjoys pastimes with his servants. Sarvakala, all the time, Britya Sange. Britya means servant. Ekali Shura Krishna Arasabhya Britya. There's one supreme controller, Krishna, and sub Britya. Everyone else is a servant. So this is, and it says, Sange, Britya Sange Prabhu Kridakari. So this is called Bhagavad Bhakta Sangha Krida. Bhagavad Bhakta. Bhagavan Bhakta. So the Prabhu means Mahaprabhu, or the Lord means the Lord, God. God enjoys pastimes with his devotees. It's very nice. He enjoys associating with his servants. It's very unusual in this world. A master doesn't usually have pastimes with his servants. He dictates, he orders, he kicks, he beats, he slaps. And Vritti means servant. But Krishna loves his servants, and his servants love him. They're connected in an inseparable bondage of love. Vritya Sange Prabhu Krita Kari. He's always, Krita means Rasa Krita, Rasa Leela is called. Rasa Krita means Leela. Sevakera Nimitta Apanaya Fatari. He incarnates for the sake of the servants, because of love. Love is all attractive. That's one of the symptoms of prema, Krishna Akarshani. There's two symptoms of prema, two symptoms of bhava, and two symptoms of sadhana. Vaidhi Bhakti Sadhana, Raghu Bhakti. So on the level of prema, one of them is Sundra Atma Visheshatma. Sundra Atma Visheshatma, which means you in Sundra. Sundra means concentrated, it's totally concentrated, compressed, and zip filed, and everything else. Sundra Atma Visheshatma, Sundra Ananda. Sundra Ananda Visheshatma. So it's only, not only Sundra, but it's Vishesh Atma. That the Atma, that soul, that Jiva that is in love with the Lord, he experiences a bliss, a type of bliss. And what is Sundra? It's concentrated, and it's a very special, unique quality that is inconceivable to anybody in this world. Vishesh, uncommon, unusual, special. That's a symptom of the Premi Bhakta's experience with the Lord. So this is happening. Text 73 and 74. It's a beautiful discussion where Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur is stepping back to give the philosophy behind this pastime. Because that's actually the problem. Any qualified and proper preacher of Krishna consciousness, he will always present Leela coupled with Tattva. Because he could just continue that Leela, he said this and he said that and he said that. And he steps back. For why? Because Leela is for teaching. Krishna comes and has pastimes in this material world. Gauranga comes to this material world and has pastimes. Why? Two points, Madhurya and Audharya. Krishna is Madhurya Purushottam, and he came to relish the sweetness. But then on the battlefield, speaking Kurukshetra, that's Audharya. Distribute the knowledge, distribute the tattva. But in Vrindavan, relish the sweetness. And he's also doing Madhurya with his sakha on the battlefield. So many rasas are exchanging with Arjuna. And then Gauranga is Audharya Leela, but he's so much Madhurya relishing in his Sankirtan performance, his Rasalila Kirtan, Srivasangam. But then there's so much preaching, Jagai Madai, Patita Pavan Avatar, Pavitra Avatar. So in this way, the Lord is coming to this world. Ye mate sevake bhaje Krishnera charan. Krishna se mate dase bhajane apane. Etana subhavaje shri bhakta vatsal. Ihatane nivarite kara ache bal. As the devotee worships the lotus feet of Krishna, the sevak, Krishna bhajan, Krishna charana bhajan, Krishna bhajan. But that doesn't say just Krishna bhajan. Okay, Krishna bhajan. Krishna Charane Bhajan. Worship begins there. Submission begins there. Guru Pada Shraya. Surrender at the feet of Guru. Serve the feet of Guru. Tadvidi Pranipatena. Pariprasnena Sevaya. Pranipatena means lie down like a stick with your head on the Guru's feet. Tadvidi Pranipatena. Pariprasnena Sevaya. So, saying the Sevak. Sevak. What kind of bhajan does the Sevak do? The practitioner? Worships the lotus feet of Krishna. The nature of the Supreme Lord is that he's affectionate to his devotees. Sabhav. What is the Sabhav of God? Sri Bhaktavatsal. Sometimes we usually hear Krishna is being described, especially as an attribute of Krishna, but all forms of the Lord. As we heard the story of Rama, is very affectionate. Bhaktavatsal. But so, okay, Bhagavan's Bhaktivatsal, but Sri Bhaktivatsal. So, very interesting. Because who is the greatest Bhakta of the Lord? Srimati Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this Sri Bhaktivatsala, that he's Krishna, the Swabhava of Krishna, and he's very affectionate and tenderly loving, absorbed and pleasing, a bhakta named Sri, if you want to really get into it. Because as they say, the Rasik Vaishnavacharya, as they say, and every verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam is Radharani. So if one thing is equal to the other, then this is the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and that's the Srimad Bhagavat. So that means in every verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, you can find Radharani. Because every verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavat is about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radharani and Krishna. It can't but be any other way. So this is, but to take it from the other meaning, what's being translated here, that so we say he's very affectionate. It's Svabhav, Bhagavan Svabhav. What is Bhagavan Svabhav? What is the nature of God? He's a lover. He loves his devotees, big, small, anything. And, but, okay, Bhaktivatsala, but Vedavyasa says, no, they're not Bhaktivatsala, not Bhaktas, they're Sri Bhaktas. I mean, Sri means opulent, they're beautiful. And why? How do the bhaktas become opulent and beautiful? Because they receive the affection of God. If God glances at one, he becomes fortunate. Sri. He becomes beautiful. Sri. He becomes fortunate. So this is a Sri Bhaktivatsala. Who has the power to change that nature of God? Nakas natasikas chit dayatak saritama nachapriyo dvesha upeksha eva va tadapi bhaktan bhajate jata tata suradruma yadvad upashritor tadha. Dasma Skanda, 38th chapter, 22nd verse. The Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, has no favorite and no dearmost friend. Nor does he consider anyone undesirable, despicable, or fit to be neglected, as we just heard in Ram Lila. All the same, Sri Krishna lovingly reciprocates with his devotees in whatever manner they worship him, just as the trees of heaven fulfill the desires of whoever approaches them. And the next class, we'll get back to the story after this philosophical interlude. A journey through tattva to increase our appreciation of the Lord and understanding of his inconceivable nature. And then we'll get back, next class we'll pick up how the Lord responded, and after giving this reply to Sarvabhauma, then the intimacy of their exchange and emotional feelings will be developed and unraveled as the story progresses.